One of the world's largest investment funds is selling all its Duke Energy bonds and shares. The government of Norway's pension fund has been a major Duke investor, but lately it's been divesting from companies that make money by mining or burning coal. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has the story.
Norway's central bank says it's banning investments in Duke Energy and three subsidiaries, citing the risk of severe environmental damage. Duke faces billions of dollars of costs and decades of work to clean up coal ash stored at its coal-burning power plants. The bank's move isn't a surprise. It announced last year it was planning to pull back from investments not only in fossil fuel-related businesses, but also in those with a history of problems with human rights, the environment, and corruption. Duke joins more than 100 companies on Norway's hit list. Bloomberg intelligence analyst Kit Connellage says Norway's move could prompt other investors to take a closer look at investments not only in Duke, but in similar companies.
It's not so much this particular move, it's does this signal that others are moving in the same direction. And I would say so far we haven't seen a lot of movement in the same direction, but we'll see.
Norway's global pension fund, ironically built with profits from North Sea oil drilling, owns roughly 4.7 million shares of Duke stock, worth about $378 million, but that's less than 1% of Duke's total shares. Duke had been discussing the possible divestment with the bank since last year. Spokeswoman Catherine Butler said the move was disappointing, but not a surprise.
What's unfortunate is that the bank did not consider our proactive actions to not only enhance our environmental stewardship, but also the significant progress that we've made closing ash basins across not only North Carolina, but across our jurisdictions as a whole.
Duke's shares were down slightly after the announcement. They've fallen about 7% since late July. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.